Vegas has already put odds on you making a one-handed catch this week?
I didn't even look into that. And I wouldn't bet on it if I were y'all.
Odell, some people have said that it was a great catch, but the gloves helped a lot. what do you think about that?
The gloves definitely do help. It's part of the game. It's football. You can wear gloves, so I don't think it's against the rules. But they definitely do help.
Can you make that catch barehanded, do you think?
I have no idea. I'd have to be put in a situation again, and who knows.
It's obviously an amazing moment in wanting to carry with you for a while. Do you wonder what's next? I mean, obviously you don't want to peak at one catch. You got a whole long career, but you kind of wonder, well, how do I top that? What do I do from here?
I feel like you just keep doing the little things right. Obviously, as a receiver, you're supposed to catch the ball with two hands, so anytime the ball is coming your way, catch the ball and just keep continuing to get better, each and every day.
Has your life changed at all? I mean, did you go out to lunch or something like that? Or just, there's Odell Beckham, anything like that?
Not really. I went to the mall to do just a signing, and it was great to see, the fans and kids waiting in line, and it's just, it's a great moment to have, but, like I said, you got to put it behind you at some point.
Did all the kids talk to you about the other play, though?
Yeah. And they were cute, they were, smiling, and they were just like, wow, it was a great catch, and it just puts a smile on your face, to have an impact on kids' lives like that.
Tyree talked to you at all about the catch?
Yeah. He's saying, he's like, it may be better than mine, and I'm telling him it's just no way, yours is in the Super Bowl, period. Ours is just a regular season game, so I still have to give my hats off to him for that.
You mentioned before how, with all you've been through, this is kind of surreal. Back when you were injured in training camp and a lot of questions, a complex question, did you even imagine that you'd have not only a moment like this, but a season the way you're starting to have?
I definitely set high expectations for myself, so I expect, the most out of myself, and, I definitely expected to have a good season, but I didn't know it would be going the way that it is, and, it's a good feeling to be able to finally put, hamstring and all the other stuff that was around it behind you, and just move forward.
Do you like now the added attention and scrutiny, and I'm going to imagine added coverage you're going to get the rest of the way? Do you like that pressure?
I love opportunities, and I love embracing, a challenge. So, whatever this brings, I guess I brought it on myself. So, you just got to deal with it. And hopefully, if they start doing that kind of thing and rolling coverages and stuff like that, it's just, it's not going to be able to work because we have other receivers. Ruben, who's going to get open and beat one-on-one, and Preston. So, at the end of the day, I wouldn't mind them doing that and the other receivers, getting more opportunities.
Did you look at your Twitter coverage or anything did your numbers change that much? Like you had 10,000, now you have 50 or?
Yeah, it went up. It went up a lot. I turned on the TV and I saw something on ESPN about the amount of tags or something like that they had. It was just, I don't remember what it was, but I know that followers definitely went up like crazy after the game.
Can I ask you about the jersey swap that you do after the game? Have you set those up beforehand, or how does that work?
It's usually just, it's kind of one of those things. You're talking to a guy after the game, and you're like, what's up? Do you want to trade jerseys? Just kind of as a way of you remembering the game and another player that you respect if you just wanted to get his jersey. It's that type of thing.
That's a soccer thing, right?
I guess, if you think about it, I guess that's where you see it a lot at, and I guess you see it a lot more in the NFL now. I don't even know if you see that in the NBA, but I know that there's a lot of people trading jerseys now.
What are you doing with them?
What is that?
Do you usually initiate that?
For the most part, for a lot of the guys, like Dez and Sherm, I definitely asked them for their jerseys. And actually Moncrief, everybody whose jersey I had, I switched.
What have you been doing with them? Where do you plan to put them at least?
I put them up in the room, in my house, in a little man cave room.
I would imagine people are going to be asking you for yours now before you have a chance to ask them.
If they want to trade, we'll definitely trade. Add to the collection.
When you say your house, your house here, your parents'
house,
in Louisiana?
My little spot out here.
Odell, what do you think about all the attention the catch has gotten?
It's a lot, but you know, it's part of the game. It's part of what comes with it.
Do you have a favorite of the photoshops?
I don't. I've seen so many. I just think that they're all funny to me. One of the funniest ones was that 50 Cent one where he's throwing the pitch. That one gave me a good laugh.
But when you went up and you got your hand on it, did you know you had it all the way? I mean, did you know you were coming down with it?
I had a feeling that I was going to come down. I was just praying that I could hold on to it because I felt the ball, the momentum of the ball kind of just take it back in the back part of my, like the fingers of my, and I tried to roll it back in my hand, and thankfully it stuck with me.
You talked to David Tyree at all, didn't you? Did he talk to you?
Yeah, he talked to me, and I was still telling him that, you know, the moment of where his catch was in the Super Bowl and everything like that, I still said that catch is still on top.
You said you got a better catch still left in you?
I hope so. You know, that's always the goal. You never would want to, you know, say that this was your best catch ever. You always want to keep improving. So, you know, I hope that there's more to be done.